Saturday was the 40th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, a commemoration marked by hours of television specials and yards of newsprint. But in Dallas, the site of the assassination, people are reminded of the event all the time. Robert Wolanski, a critic for the Dallas Observer, says he spent his whole life living with the death of JFK.
I was once John F. Kennedy and Jackie and John Connolly and Nellie Connolly. On a summer's night some 18 years ago, a few friends and I drove my mother's convertible down to Dealey Plaza in downtown Dallas and took turns reenacting the assassination of the president. Ah, the things that amuse high school students who have spent a little too much time hanging out on Boone's Farm. Man, the fun you can have in the city of hate. Once, I had dinner with Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald at Campese's, where both men were said by conspiracy theorists to have plotted the murder. At least I think it was Ruby and Oswald. It may have been Gary Oldman and Brian Doyle Murray. Of this much I am sure. On November 22, 1963, my father, then a student at Southern Methodist University, was at Love Field Airport to welcome John and Jackie to Dallas. My mother, then an X-ray technician at Parkland Hospital, was on hand to bid them farewell. I have interviewed Edwin Walker, the first man Oswald tried to kill, and interviewed the son of Jesse Curry, the Dallas police chief in 1963. And lest I forget to mention it, Abraham Zapruder's son was my father's Hebrew camp counselor. So, yeah, I know who killed Kennedy. Just ask me. If you have lived in Dallas your entire life, as I have, there is no escaping even today the assassination. We have spent an entire month commemorating its 40th anniversary, and I believe that's the lead anniversary. All of us, even those in our mid-30s, know someone who was there, or know someone who knew Oswald, or know someone who knows someone who knew a guy who saw a guy standing behind the grassy knoll with a smoking gun. Even today, the assassination is inescapable in this town, like the Dallas Cowboys or a Dixie Chicks sighting. We relive a 40-year-old death every single day. In Dallas especially, we have been subjected to daily front-page stories about everything from the assassination's impact on the city's reputation to pieces about the widow of Officer Tippett, Oswald's other victim that day, and memories from the reporters who covered the event. You could not drive through Dealey Plaza last week because of the throngs gathered to pay their respects, or, barring that, to scour the concrete for shotgun scars along Elm Street in front of the old school book depository, which now houses county government offices and, of course, a sixth-floor museum. That holy ground has become one of the city's biggest tourist attractions, which perhaps best sums up the feeling of those of us born here in the years after the murder of a president. We see the events of November 1963 not as tragedy, what do we know of Camelot and the Kennedys, but as spectacle exploited over and over and over. Loss of innocence, more like a gain of great wealth. The assassination has become big business here. A movie set for shrieking paranoids, an annual gathering place for conspiracy conventioneers to hawk their doorstop theories, a gift shop peddling all manner of memorabilia. There is even a sightseeing tour for those who pony up the dough to ride in a powder blue Lincoln convertible and take their turns being John and Jackie. If only we had thought of it first, but in high school we were too drunk and too dumb to realize we could have made a killing.
Texan Robert Wolanski writes for the Dallas Observer and the New Times newspapers.